This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
I found a list of the top reasons people go to the emergency room. So this was released as, just an interesting little thing. Like, here's why everyone's going to the emergency room.
Okay.
Number 5, high fever. Number 4, cough. Number 3, shortness of breath. Number 2, chest pain. And then the number 1 reason people visit the emergency room, abdominal pain. So that was the 5 top reasons why people will go to the emergency
room. So getting drunk at a football game, knocking yourself unconscious is not on the list.
Just you wait. Here's a better list, though. The dumbest reasons people go to the emergency room.
Yeah, I got
to
be on here somewhere.
I just put the top 3 here. The number 3, the 3rd dumbest reason why somebody would go to the emergency room. Shoes were too tight. This person came in complaining about sore feet. I simply loosened their shoes. The pain went away and that was it. Number 2, a mosquito bite. After waiting hours and hours in the emergency room, I took one look at this patient. I said, "It's a mosquito bite." They said, "That's what I thought." And then they got up and left. Some people don't have anything better to do. And number 1, I ate a sandwich that had a spot of mold on it. Wasn't happy with 911's answer, so I came to the emergency room for a second opinion. I'm not sure the emergency room is where you go for second opinions.
Just call me.
And then there's a bonus one. This person says they got really, really drunk in a football game, tripped on their own feet, fell down, knocked themselves unconscious, and had to be taken by ambulance to the hospital room. Since then, they've been dealing with an ongoing eye issue and a loose shunt. I don't know who that one could be about.
I've never heard of that one before.
I don't know who that could be about.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
I watched a movie over the weekend that I want to recommend to you because you may have seen the trailer for it and gotten excited about it, but then forgotten about this one. And don't sleep on The Iron Claw. Do you remember this one?
Oh, that's the one about the wrestlers, right?
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. It's about the Von Erich wrestling family. It's based on a true story. So I knew, okay, it's a true story. Zac Efron's in it. Jeremy Allen White from Shameless and The Bear is in it. I knew that there was a lot of tragedy in the Von Erich family. So I knew all of that, but I didn't really know their story. And I knew it was a wrestling movie. So I didn't know what to expect. Like, I was like, this could be cheesy. I don't know. But wow, it was so good. And definitely a lot heavier of a movie than I expected. I think, you know, because I knew the family had a curse and there was so much tragedy in the family and like everyone, you know. So I should have known it would be a heavy watch. But I guess because it's a wrestling movie, you kind of expect it to be like light and fun and maybe a bit cheesy and big action. But man, it's a hard watch. It's a heavy watch. I really enjoyed it though. Don't ignore it because it's Zac Efron. I know some people are like, oh, I'm not watching anything with Zac Efron in it.
Because he's kind of cheesy in some of his movies.
When he was 15, that's the thing is, he's not in High School Musical anymore. Like,
did you see him in Baywatch?
No, I did not watch that movie. I knew that was going to be an awful movie. But he can do the movies like that. But also, like, he played Ted Bundy in a show, right? And he did it really well in that extremely wicked, shockingly evil and vile. I think it was a Netflix show that he did that one on.
I think that was, Netflix.
He also looks really different because, well, in the movie, he's, like, on steroids. So he's jacked. And then B, he fell. Do you remember when he fell and hit his head? So he was on like a hoverboard and he fell and hit his head on his kitchen counter and broke his jaw and like smashed his face up. So he had to have like reconstructive surgery on his face. So he really looks quite different. But I'm telling you, don't sleep on The Iron Claw. If you're looking for a movie to watch, and I would recommend it.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
This is a very relatable story for me. Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Eleven on Stranger Things,
Okay.
You need to watch that show, Jimmy. It frustrates me that you won't watch that show. She was doing an interview, and she was asked about her accent because she was born in England but moved to the United States when she was 6 years old. And she was talking about how her accent can change depending on who she's around. Like, if she's around her parents who are English, she speaks more with an English accent. If she's, you know, with her friends, American, she's got the American accent. And it just kind of changes. And she was saying, sorry if it offends you, because people are calling her out, like, saying she's faking accents and stuff.
Yeah.
She says, I don't mean to change my accent. I just unintentionally mimic the accents around me. Same.
You do it too?
I am so bad for it. I got this from my mom. Got it from my mama. My mom, we always used to bug her because, like, if she was talking to somebody from a different country, she would pick up their accent mid-conversation. And I have to work so hard if I am talking to somebody from, it doesn't matter where it is, I will start to pick up their accent like halfway through the conversation, and I'll catch myself. I'll say something and be like, why am I speaking with an Irish accent right now? Stop it. So, I can't.
I kind of used to, but it's not Irish. It was, I used to hang out with these guys from India, and and I used to kind of find, people used to catch me going, like, I was,
thank you,
pronouncing things like they were, and some people were saying, are you making fun of them? And I'm like,
this
not
is
really
starting to make sense, though, why people think you're involved in with your scammer. So if you don't know, Jimmy had his Facebook account taken over like almost a year ago now. He had a hacker take over his Facebook, and the guy's been selling Taylor Swift tickets for a year, and he's made thousands of dollars from Jimmy's account, and people have accused Jimmy of being in on it. Said he's part of the plot.
But we found out, we found out he was from Africa.
That's
not
true,
India.
Yeah. That's very true.
There's a big difference.
No, but this happens to me. I start to pick up the accents of people who I'm around. It's actually one of the big reasons why I can never go to China.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Earlier in the show, earlier this hour, we were talking about the dumbest reasons to go to the emergency room. And somebody may have come up when we were talking about this, you know, a certain football game where they got really drunk and hit their head and knocked themselves unconscious and then had to take an ambulance to the hospital and then spend all night in an emergency room. And ever since then, they've had eye issues and loose shunts and everything else. Not naming any names. That could be anybody. That could literally be anybody. Mark texted in at 780-989-0957 to get in on it. He said, is breaking your foot falling up the stairs while running to the bathroom just to end up pissing yourself at the bottom of the stairs on the list? Asking for a friend. It could be, Mark. It could be.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So when robots and AI started to become bigger news and more of a reality, less of a dream, more of like, okay, they're here. I think most people instantly thought of Terminator.
Oh, 100%.
Like all the headlines, even like the people creating them, like Elon Musk, and everyone was like, careful of these things. They might enslave us and then terminate us because they don't think we're useful anymore. So that's what most people thought these robots would do. I don't think anyone expected the robots to be perverts. Did you? I did not see perverted robots on my bingo card for 2024. This happened at a technology festival in Saudi Arabia, though. A female reporter was talking to a fully autonomous AI robot. So she's like interviewing the robot. When the robot then reaches out, gropes her butt, and raises his eyebrows. Out of all the things I thought robots would be, like, I didn't think they'd be diddlers.
But the thing is, though, is that they actually said in the thing, there was signs that said, don't get too close to the robots.
Because he's a pervert? Hey, pervert, pervert robot,
like,
alert.
Like, I've seen some of these movies where there's crazy robots and stuff like that. I wouldn't want to do that. Like, never mind it.
But you can't show them any fear, Jimmy. You can't show fear. You got to be tough to them. They are saying that the robot was simply trying to get the woman to move forward. So they're saying like he was trying to push her forward to create more distance between the two of them. But why'd he raise his eyebrows like that?
And lift her shirt, like her jacket.
He did it like a, hey, move forward. Wink, wink. Pervert robots, they're here, I guess. The future is not looking great for us.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Judson.
I have a feeling Jimmy will like this story. And I hate this story because it's going to make him think he was right. The Pentagon released a study that examined reports of UFO sightings from the last century and says that they have found no evidence of alien or extraterrestrial life. They went all the way back to 1945 and started examining every UFO sighting up until now, and says they have found no evidence of alien life or no evidence that the U.S. government or private companies have ever reverse-engineered extraterrestrial technology and then conspired to hide it from the public.
Amen.
See, how could you believe that? If they've gone to great lengths to hide it from the public, why would the Pentagon then just release it in a news release? By the way, they've been lying to you guys since 1945. They're not just going to say that. Of course, the Pentagon is going to keep the lie going. This isn't like when you turn into an adult and then tell your parents the truth about how their car ended up dented when you were 16. Oh, Mom and Dad, I actually do know how that happened, by the way. This is different. They're going to keep the lie going. In the end, the Pentagon blamed books, television, and movies for influencing people into believing in alien life and extraterrestrial life and UFOs.
This is real news.
It's not our fault Elf was so believable.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
This is a short minute with Jimmy, and it's where Jimmy gets to talk about whatever he wants. Yesterday, you did a yearly thing. It's kind of a yearly tradition for you.
Actually, it seems to be lately because of the amount I've been drinking. It seems to be...
you've had to do it more.
I've had to do it. I think the last time was in the summer. So and then, you know, I'm going to start over again and then back to the summer again.
But it's getting close to a year. We're almost in summer here. We're not that far away.
So I took my bottles back. Ended up making about $95
Did you Uber to the bottle depot with them?
Or? No, a friend of mine was recently out of work, so I decided to, you know, help him out a little bit. So he gave me a ride to the old bottle depot, and I split it with them.
So let me. So you got what, $90?
Yeah.
How many bags is that? Are these big bags? Are they
like the big blue bags? Like that, huge? Like they're pretty big bags. They go up to.
Is like, the place that you go to automated?
No.
Because I feel like you get ripped off sometimes. Because I go to
this one here, it's...
I don't know.
So it's the first time to this one, and it's the one right on 56, not far from my house. And it was... But I had a lot of booze bottles. I had more...
Listen, I can't emphasize this enough. I have a lot of booze. I drink a lot.
Because I had, I think, 8... big bags of cans, but I had a huge box of bottles, and then, you know, those big shopping bags just packed with like whiskey and
vodka. See, the thing is too, you live alone
and no one drinks my hard stuff except for me.
You don't have people over into your house to have drinks of whiskey with you, so
no,
bottle of whiskey and vodka
was drank by me.
That's all Jimmy. No, I feel like you get ripped off though, because there's been times where you've gone to the depot and you'll be like, I took 8 bags and I got $30. I'm like, what? I took 4 bags and I got 20, you know?
Yeah,
I do feel like you get a little, you need to go to the automated ones.
The person that I went with, you know, I don't want to mention any names, but he said I got it good this time.
This time was okay? All right. Because I just think, like, if I worked at a bottle depot, I totally would be making up numbers. 5 to 10, 30. Good enough. Here you go. Here's your check.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Talking about Jimmy taking in his bottles, his yearly trek, his yearly quest to
I'm pretty sure I do it twice a year.
Bottle Depot, and you got $90 for all your empties. And Dave has got all the math figured out. So how many bags did you take in to get $90?
I think about 8 bags.
8 bags. That includes the whiskey bottles that you drink all by yourself?
No, those alone? Are just the big plastic bags.
While you're crying? Okay, because Dave has it figured out. The blue recycling bags should be roughly $10 a bag. He knows it.
But the thing is, though, is I also had, like, at first I thought, wow, you know, I'm doing... Because I went through a couple bags, but it was a lot of pop bottles. So, you know, the 300, like the 500 mil bottles.
Okay.
So you get less per bag when you have that many bottles. And then, but when it was just cans, it was, 10.
Starts racking it up. You know what? You know what's good is the juice boxes. I got kids who like juice boxes. You make some coin on the juice box returns.
But you know what's one thing I learned, like, with the box wine? you don't get the recycle for the bladders.
Yeah, they used to, I thought. I remember hearing that you
they
could.
They kept saying throw them out.
But I think they used to or something. Something changed at some point. Angela always pre-counts her empties before she goes, oh, I'm not going to do that, Angela. I'm not going to bust open the bags and
already smell like rotten beer.
Yeah. I don't think I want to do that. I'm sorry.
No.
They can rip me off. It's not worth it.
I'm not pre-counting.
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Are you waking up to pee a lot in the night? Do you have that problem, Jimmy? The midnight pee?
Usually between 11 and 3. Usually around midnight.
I was reading a thing from a doctor where he was saying, that's a thing when you get older, mostly for men. Your prostate muscles get weaker. You can't fully empty your bladder, so you find yourself waking up at night. But this doctor was saying he's starting to see more and more younger people coming to him complaining about this. Doctor, I'm up all night peeing, and I got to wake up 2-3 times. What's going on? Is it a new thing for you, the midnight pee, or have you always been a midnight peer?
It depends on how much beer I drink.
All right. Yeah, well, because apparently our drinking habits play big into it. Not booze, but just drinking fluids. So what they're saying is happening right now is people are going all day without drinking any water. Like, you're at work, you're busy, you're not thinking about it. And then you get home and you're like, oh, I need to hydrate. And you start just driving the liquids into yourself. You're drinking water and beer.
If I'm not drinking beer at night, then I'm drinking water too.
Then you're hungover, that means. So at night we sit down and we drive liquids into us at the end of our day before bed. As a result, we're going to bed with full bladders. And then early in the morning, midnight rolls around, we got to get up to pee. I actually blame my dog, because now I've turned into a midnight peer, and that sounds like a terrible superhero, the midnight peer. But my dog started it, because he started asking to go out at midnight, and usually I would be like, no, go back to bed, but sometimes you feel guilty, and you do get up, and you let him out. And then he started doing it more and more, and I would get up. And then I, at the same time, he's going out. I might as well go to the bathroom and pee.
When I've dog sat for a friend, I'm not mentioning any names, but it's the same thing. He would get up at midnight.
Well, if you give in to him, they'll start doing it more and more and more. And then he actually has trained me now. Because I never used to pee in the middle of the night. But now, as I was doing it to let him out, and then I was like, oh, I might as well pee now, too. Now my body's getting used to it. I was supposed to train him, and somehow my dog trained me.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
One of the bigger stories, especially for sports, to come out so far this year is the announced boxing match between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Mike Tyson, obviously, one of the greatest of all times, if not the greatest of all time. Jake Paul, a former YouTuber turned boxer who has won 9 out of 10 professional fights, but has been accused of handpicking fights. Like some of the guys he's fighting, it's kind of like The Simpsons when Homer takes up boxing and he's fighting homeless guys. That's a little bit like Jake Paul's career.
Yeah.
He's fought a couple good guys, but overall, some guys that are not boxers. He's been boxing. He's 27 years old, though. Mike Tyson is 57, will be 58 when the fight happens. It's going to be at AT&T Stadium in Texas. 80,000 people will be in attendance. It'll be streamed live on Netflix. When they announced it, a lot of people, myself included, were waiting to see what the rules will be. Like, is this going to be a real fight? Is this going to be a professional fight? Like, when Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr. a couple years ago, they had a no knockout rule. Is that going to be a thing? And it looks like, yeah, it's going to be similar rules for this. It's just, it's a big publicity stunt. It's a cash grab.
If it's that, I'm not going to watch it. But if I, for some reason, I really want to see Mike Tyson just destroy this guy.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. The rumor is, somebody came out and said, like, I know what the rules are. They're going to be wearing huge gloves, like 18-ounce gloves. When they normally fight, I guess they wear 8-ounce. When they train, they wear 14-ounce. And for this fight, they're going to be wearing 18-ounce. So a lot of padding on the gloves. They'll both be wearing headgear, like it's the Olympics. I feel like there's going to be a no-knockout rule. It's going to be in one of those inflatable rings. The gloves that are the same size as your body. You know, they have it like company barbecues.
Like, I would watch it if it was a real fight.
Yeah.
If it was a...
I feel like you're not alone there.
Because
yeah.
Mike Tyson would just obliterate
you
this
think
guy.
So?
Does,
oh, even 100%. At the age of 58?
Dude, he was one of the best.
He was potentially the greatest of all time. Greatest heavyweight. Like, yeah, but he's 58. I mean, time...
I don't know.
It's up to you.
You can't fake that. Like, I think you, once you have it, it's like riding a bike.
Well, it'd be amazing if it was. There's only two ways this can be amazing. If it's a real fight where they can knock each other out, or if it's an inflatable ring. I'll watch either of those.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
This is the... a short minute with Jimmy, where he gets to talk about whatever he wants to talk about. In one minute.
Okay, so I don't know if any of you have heard of this before, but back in the day, there was that Star Tours. It wasn't necessarily Disney.
Is this like where you go around and look at celebrities' homes?
Star Tours? What it is, it's like, it's almost like a theater, but it's like a little one, and it kind of... The whole thing kind of tilts.
Okay.
So if you're like, there used to be one back in the day where it would be like you were in a roller coaster.
I think West Edmonton Mall had one at Galaxyland.
You're staring at a movie screen and the whole thing moves.
Okay.
So they're doing the same thing at Disneyland. And what it is, it's going to be, they have a number of, they brought it back because back in the day, like it came out back in the 80s. Like the Star Tours, and it was like flying around and getting a tour of space.
Okay.
But they're bringing it back.
I bet the quality was excellent in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
Aren't these things kind of obsolete because of like virtual reality, where you just put a headset on and you can do this right in your basement?
But they're gonna do it a little bit different with this one, so it's gonna be like almost like... It's gonna be movie-level special effects. Like, it's gonna be like you're... hitting light speed, and you're going to be flying by different scenes.
And it's set in the Star Wars universe?
Yes.
Okay, that's the tie-in to Star Wars. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But have you seen how good, like, the headsets are? Like, the Meta one, or even the new Apple one? Like, they are crazy. So I was watching videos of these guys put the headset on, and they're watching basketball, and it's like they're sitting on the court. They got the whole screen filling their whole living room. It feels like they're sitting courtside watching basketball. And then off to the left, they have their Twitter page. They're scrolling. And then they got something else going on the right. And it's all like you're in this world. So these Star Tours seem a little suspect to me. But I got ripped off by one of these.
But not only are they doing that, though, so going in, there's going to be themed food and beverage.
Okay.
There's going to be...
And is that Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland in California.
Okay. So I got ripped off by one of these things, so I am a little sour about them, too. I was at K-Days years ago, back when it was Klondike days, and they had, one of the carnies had a setup, and it was a bunch of people with, like, virtual reality headsets on, but this was way before virtual reality was any good. But these people were sitting in their seats. They had the headsets on, and they were all screaming and throwing their hands up and laughing. And it looked so amazing. I was like, I need to do that. I need to experience this world. And I got there, I put the headset on, and then realized it was awful. But in the headset, they were telling you what to do. So it was a scam. So it would go like, on the count of three, everyone scream. So
we'd
just
really?
Be, ah! Now throw your hands up. So everyone walking by, it looked like we were scared and having so much fun. But it was literally just telling us what to do.
But this one here, it's going to involve like Ahsoka and Cassian Andor and Din Djarin.
First Japanese Jedi. Nice. It's worth going to start to Disneyland for?
Yes.
Okay. Well, start saving your...
She's not Japanese.
Start saving your boxes of wine. Stop throwing them away. Those will pay for your trip.